It's a comparison figure, so it's released by the CSO yesterday in relation to the numbers last May and this May. So we looked at two things, or it looked at two things. It looked at the actual numbers coming into the country, and that was down 10%. And I guess more alarmingly or worryingly is the actual spend is down 21%. Again, a national figure, but that'll play out across the country. I will be quite concerned about it. Look, I mean, tourism in this part of the world, whether it's along the wide Atlantic Way or hidden heartlands, it's extremely important to the lifeblood of local economies. And I guess, you know, if people aren't coming, we have to look at the reasons why that is. Some of it may be financial, some of it may be just not being aware of it, and maybe, you know, we just have to address that because it's extremely important to survival in this part of the world.
And I suppose, yeah, I suppose on those two points then, is it just about kind of advocating about more areas in the maybe Northwest region and more areas of Ireland that about what they hold, these kind of hidden areas that could be well tucked away in Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal? And then on the other side of that, in case it's finance, I guess a lot of people who are travelling in, tourists, they may find maybe restaurants or hotels too expensive, and in which case maybe something needs to be looked at on that front as well, do you think?
Absolutely. Well, I suppose I'll deal with the second part first. I mean, this has been mentioned, the 9% drop in VAT for restaurants. I mean, that has to come in as soon as possible, because it's not like they're going to be saving money. It just means that they're going to be offering their services at a cheaper value, which will make it more enticing for people to come. And that's really what it is. I mean, restaurants are really struggling with what's there. I mean, the VAT reduction of food service is really, really important. In relation to advertising, you know, I mean, the Wild Atlantic Way has been well advertised. I mean, more so, I'm thinking of the areas that haven't been explored. That's something, you know, coming off the Wild Atlantic Way, I suppose, not that it's just a straight run from Westport to Donegal and on further, that we're able to attract people off that into areas like North Leitrim and parts of Sligo and on into South Donegal as well, that you're trying to say, look, these are what's here, these are what are on offer, and to link all of that up. I mean, there are super businesses there. We just need to try and get out and support them and make sure that they're able to, you know, show the best of what we have to offer in this part of the world.